what we learn when we do a search of the various websites connected with Carbondale. We learn Carbondale City Hall and Courthouse at 1 North Main Street is a Romanesque Revival landmark built between 1892 and 94, incorporating an earlier 1859 courthouse wing. It's one of the most recognizable structures in downtown Carbondale, thanks to its five-story clock tower and heavy masonry design. Overall, the exterior conveys solidity, civic pride, and late 19th century industrial prosperity, reflecting Carbondale's role as an early anthracite coal center. While the building still houses city offices and the Carbondale Police Department, its most historically significant interior spaces are on the third floor, home to the Carbondale Historical Society and Museum, which contains three exhibition galleries displaying artifacts from Carbondale's coal mining era, industrial development, and community history. Interior spaces include wood-paneled hallways, framed historical photographs, and curated displays. A notable ornate wooden staircase with decorative railings appears in the museum area. The building houses all the city administrative offices, including the mayor's office and city departments, and that's the home base of Mayor Michelle Bannon, and she is so pleased and proud to be part of the city of Carbondale, to lead it as mayor. And when she was here yesterday, she was recording an announcement, a promotional announcement for the premiere of a new nationally produced documentary film titled Amerigo, which includes the city of Carbondale and Mayor Bannon. Before she left the building, we pulled her aside into the radio studios and asked her to sit at the art scene table to bring us up to date on the creative life of Carbondale.
The arts are such an instrumental part of what we do every day in the city of Carbondale because people are, they're attracted to it. They feel like they're sharing the most vulnerable part of themselves with other people. So as a result, we're tapping right into that, and we're loving every bit of it. So what we've done is we've created an event through our Arts Thrive program. We customarily did one-day events every year. Now we're doing second Saturdays from May until October. And they're great. It features our local artists, local musicians, fun things like magicians. And, you know, we eked that information of wanting to do this out of a lot of studies that we did. People said there's not a lot to do in the city of Carbondale at night. So the Arts Thrive lady said, let's do second Saturdays. They do them from 4 p.m. till 8 p.m., gets people downtown, gets them in the businesses, the restaurants, and gets them involved in the community. So one of the artists that we showed, she was an artist, but wouldn't show her work because she was afraid. Her first showing was our second Saturday. She knocked it out of the park. Everybody was so thrilled. So, yeah, we love the arts in Carbondale.
You mentioned the businesses, for example, but is there a park or some central hub for these activities?
Sure. The central location that we come from is Memorial Park. In fact, City Hall had an exhibitor last month. We were thrilled to have it. Who doesn't want our beautiful building to be a museum for the night? The Chamber of Commerce, they have an actual art system set up on their walls, so they display beautiful artwork. And the director there, Cindy Klink, does such a great job, you know, inviting people in and seeing things. And then, you know, just the businesses themselves, to get them out, a lot of people realized, oh, we didn't know that business was here. Or they didn't know that they even existed. And have dinner at McDonald's or Pete's Place, or even having people see our beautiful attraction with the Anthracite Center with, you know, Justin it's a venue. People want to do weddings there. And then our spectacular hotel. And then our little cute shops like the Crystal Spirit and, you know, 570 Exotics and things like that. You know, we're thrilled to show those things off.
When you were here for your last visit, Mayor Bannon, you talked about the studies that were done about the economic power of the arts in a city like Carbondale. But you also said you don't simply read the reports and that's it.
Right. And, you know, I sit in City Hall all day long. I want to hear what our people want. So when they give us information, you bet yourself that I'm going to do everything I can to get that out on the street and doing what they want to do. So I'm thrilled for that. I'm thrilled that they've shared their thoughts so that we could build our plans around what they want.
And the city of Carbondale has a rich history, right?
Oh, yeah. We're so blessed. Well, first of all, we have the Historical Society, the D&H Museum up on the third floor of City Hall. But then we have our building is from 1891. We were gifted a lovely 250 bell from Dr. Thomas from the Wright Center that sits in the middle of our foyer right now because we're so proud of it. And the city of Carbondale is 175 years old this year, along with the country being 250. So everything's a birthday party for us this year. We love every second of it. And then even the buildings themselves, you know, downtown Carbondale is the birthplace of the first million-dollar corporation in the United States of America, the D&H Railroad. So, you know, we love things like that that brings people into our downtown. Memorial Park is so stunning. We always concentrate a lot of efforts on that and do a lot of events from that location. We had a caboose for years now. We got a couple bucks from the Scranton Area Foundation and LHVA, and we redid the whole caboose over inside and out. The only thing left to do is put a little electric in there, and then one of our local companies, Pleasant Mount Welding, they're building us some train stairs to get inside of it, and it looks beautiful. Repainted, it's stunning. We're very proud of it.
We talked about it last time. Carbondale has hosted the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic.
We love the Philharmonic. Oh, my goodness. You know, those are the magical nights. We had them there. They did their first ever outdoor concert in our park. Candlelit all over the park. People came out. It was chilly. We sat in our lawn chairs and our blankets, and it truly was magical to listen to them play. I can't tell you how many people said, oh, I drove by, and I stopped to listen for a couple minutes, but then I left, and then they came back, and we were finished, and I'm like, well, we'll try to do it again. We did an event in the middle of the park the day after the 4th of July, and the musicians introduced instruments to the kids. We like to expose our people to all these other things that they like, but they're not able to get to. So we love that.
This is a big weekend in the world of movie going. We know Steven Spielberg's Disclosure Day will open in theaters, and Carbondale has quite a history going back to the 70s about a mysterious sighting. A UFO, perhaps? Is there a special buzz in town, Mayor Bannon, leading up to the movie's premiere?
Well, you know, there's always a buzz about aliens in the city of Carbondale. There is never a time that there's not. So, you know, we're gearing up for our third event, and I'm very excited about that. And I have to say that it's so dignified with a lot of respect around the subject. So it's quirky, but it's not peculiar. You know, so people are always very, in fact, we have a big unveiling coming this year in our downtown. We have a new friend that's going to join us in the downtown, and we're excited about that. So we're going to unveil him the night of the alien parade.
And the date?
November 7th. You'll notice our second Saturdays end in October because we pick up in November with the Alien Festival, and then it turns into Christmas.
What's the status of the mural program in Carbondale?
Oh, so exciting. Last year, we pulled off so many murals. And we have all our murals in the downtown that are very visited all the time. So with Gus Fahey and Emily Arcaro from NeighborWorks Northeastern Pennsylvania, we're looking for a designation, the new designation that you can ask for. And so we're working together, the city and NeighborWorks and Valley of Motion, to become a creative community, called a creative community. And we're looking to do more murals, more artistic things in the downtown. Just very excited about that.
You, Mayor Bannon, are featured in a new national documentary titled Amerigo, and the producers fell in love with Carbondale, and we'll be able to see this film soon on WVIA-TV. It centers on the American dream in our time.
Right. Well, you know, first of all, so blessed to be a part of that. That's actually just being with like-minded people who understand that the grassroots of the American dream start with us in little towns and little communities. And when they first came to Carbondale to do our little spot, I think they felt the tangible magic that happens every day in the city of Carbondale. And they came back and they asked to interview certain people, and trust me, they did not disappoint. Anybody who's in the feature, in the documentary, you can see how they are just so committed, and they live, breathe, and understand the American dream starts with them in their hearts. And that it's not something on the exterior, it's something on the interior, and you pull it out.
And you live by that. You believe in that, don't you?
Yes, I do. I do. You know, I live it every day. You know, I wake up in the morning and I pop out of bed thrilled to go to work because I love going to work every day because I get to be with my people. And I need to say, this isn't done alone. I am surrounded by incredible human beings, not only on staff, but our residents, our council people, our organizations. I have been blessed with such great relationships with everybody. It's all because of them that this gets done. You know, it's not about me, it's about we. I say it constantly.
Does Carbondale have a main website?
It's carbondalepa.org. And then we also have one called visitcarbondalepa.com. That's one that has a calendar on it. And then we just recently launched a texting system where if you go onto our City of Carbondale website, the .org one, you can put your number in and you can sign up to get texts from us. And once a week, I try to text out fun things that we're doing or what's going on and, you know, if there's a road shut in the city. Or so we just started doing that. And I'm very excited because a lot of people aren't on Facebook or they don't read the paper, but, you know, everybody has their phone with them all the time. So we're excited about that new feature.
Mayor Michelle Bannon of Carbondale, Pennsylvania, speaking about the creative life of the city. And she spoke with us because she was here in the building, WVIA, to record a promotional announcement for the premiere broadcast of a national documentary film titled Amerigo. It's about the American dream, as we just heard there. And she and the City of Carbondale are featured prominently in the film. WVIA will send the program out into the airwaves and stream it on Thursday, June 25th at 7 in the evening. That's Thursday, June 25th, 7 in the evening. And that will be followed by a panel discussion that was held, a town meeting that was held a month or so ago with the producer of the film, David McCourt, and with Mayor Bannon, and with the wonderful poet, Paul Muldoon. They're all in the film, and they all had lots to say about northeastern Pennsylvania. So that's an evening of Amerigo on Thursday, June 25th at 7 o'clock, starting with the documentary, and then the follow-up town meeting that was held at the Geisinger Commonwealth School of Medicine. And we hope you'll join us, and for more information about the broadcast, it's the website, WVIA.org, WVIA.org, and you can look on the TV schedule. Now, we wanted Mayor Bannon to tell us about some of the arts activity in Carbondale, and she was excited to tell us about Second Saturdays taking place on Main Street in Carbondale. And they began last May, and they're going to continue through Saturday, October 10th, and they'll run from 4 to 8 p.m., a free monthly event, and there'll be artists and live music and food and so much more, and you can stroll along Main Street and see the wonderful murals that have been appearing on buildings all through Carbondale recently. The local shops will stay open late, and it's just an event for bringing families and friends and visitors together and celebrating creativity and the energy of the Carbondale community. So if you are interested, you can go to the website, and that is carbondalepa.org, or visit carbondalepa.com, and that's the website with the event listings. That's Carbondale, Pennsylvania, second Saturday, this Saturday afternoon from 4 to 8 at night. It's free.